Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Talking and praying this week about the way that we ought to act and looking at God's Word and different things that it says about how God wants us to act and the heart or motive behind our actions as well as the actions themselves. And today we're going to spend a little time talking and praying about acting wisely. And Colossians chapter 4, verse 5 says, "Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders, making the most of every opportunity." This verse specifically talks about those that are outside of the body of Christ, unbelievers, those that have not yet come to know Jesus and to grow and walk in that relationship with God through Jesus. There are other times where the Bible will talk about being careful in the way that we act, especially towards those that are family, those that are part of the body of Christ, those that belong through their decision to surrender to God, belong to Him. And so we look at this text, and he focuses on those who are not yet believers because of the influence that is potentially there for either good or bad. And I'm guessing most of us know people that would say that they won't go to church, they won't seek out a relationship with God because of the way that church people have treated them in the past. And whether there's validity to that or not really is not the discussion today. The question is, the concern is, there at some point perhaps was a lack of wisdom in the way that those outside of the body were treated. Now, sometimes people become offended because truth can be offensive. If we're committed to living a life of sin, if we're committed to living a life that rejects God, somebody speaking truth, even in the most wise and loving way, can be taken in a not so wise and loving way. And so I want to provide balance. Every person who's claiming to be offended by God's people aren't necessarily truthful. Some are. Some are just offended because, well, they live to be offended. But that does not excuse us from paying attention, from being careful, from being wise in the way that we act. Jesus teaches and talks about not throwing our pearls to swine. And it's easy. So much of this scripture is easy to take out of context and to misapply. And so there's wisdom required. And it really has to do with spending time to know what's most helpful. And we do that by spending time with God. We do that by spending time with people. And so when we consider what it looks like to make the most of every opportunity, it really involves recognizing the need of the moment. And sometimes the need of the moment is correction. More often than not, it probably has something to do with loving, serving, mercy, forgiveness. The things that we would want in first encounters And when we consider God's word as the source of what it looks like to act wisely, I said, I think on Monday, that so many of these topics this week will really revolve around applying the wisdom of God's word to how we act. And so today's topic in the middle of the week kind of draws from all of these others. But it not only draws from them, it extends into them. So yesterday we talked about acting justly. Well, how do we know how to do that in every situation? We don't. But God does. And we act wisely when we look to Him for guidance, for direction, for insight on how do we respond or not respond to what's in front of us. So many times we want or know that it would be easier if it was a checklist or cookie cutter mentality, that everything was the same, or at least every encounter that looked similar had the same requirement of action. But that's not really the way life works. We encounter people that have needs, and sometimes they express a certain need, and it may not really be the need that they have. And so meeting that need that's expressed could be the right thing to do, but it possibly isn't. And that's where wisdom comes in. That's where time with God comes in. That's where God's Spirit providing insight and paying attention to the nudgings, the direction of His Spirit. When we look at acting wisely, we look at God's promise to provide wisdom generously and without finding fault when we ask for it. And so we do that. And we do that as a part of our life, because there are times where we find ourselves faced with a situation that seems to demand an answer, a response, an action, or a lack of action with very little time to think or process what's really going on. And so living that lifestyle of prayer, living that lifestyle that's in communication with God, doesn't mean that there won't be surprises in our life. It may mean there's more surprises. But it means that we have a better idea of how Jesus would respond, because we've been talking with Him. We've been listening to Him. We've been walking with Him. You're acting wisely towards outsiders is a way of making the most of every opportunity. When we love like Jesus loves, when we listen like Jesus listens, when we show mercy like Jesus shows mercy, when we speak truth like Jesus speaks truth, when we correct like Jesus corrects, we make the most of those opportunities. And if you read the encounters that Jesus had with people, particularly with people that were looking for truth, people that were not yet really followers of Him or His Father, you find a patience. You find a focus. It's not everything all at once. And for the vast majority of encounters, there usually is a time of instruction or correction. But rarely does it begin with that. And when we act wisely, we pay attention to the people in front of us. We pay attention to the people around the sides. We pay attention to the faceless crowds. we consider how our words and deeds will look. And it's not that we're living to please the crowds. It's not that we're living to please anyone other than Christ. But we're looking for the sake of the kingdom to make the most of the opportunities that exist. And so we're careful. There are times that I think every one of us put our foot in our mouth. We're in a group, we're in somewhere that we simply say something that's innocent enough until we realize who's in the group. And we realize we just offended one of them, or perhaps more than one of them. And acting wisely says, I'm paying better attention. I'm guarding my words. I'm guarding my thoughts. I'm guarding my actions. And I'm living by the direction of God's Spirit, with the wisdom that He gives, so that those who are outsiders would no longer be outsiders, but they would experience the same love of God that we've experienced through Jesus. And in so doing, we make the most of that opportunity. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to Yourself. Your love has acted with wisdom in bringing us into relationship with You through Your Son, Jesus. And Father, as we consider what our life looks like, as we consider how those that do not yet walk in relationship with You view us, may we live in a way that pleases You, that makes You desirable to them. Not that we're trying to please men, not that we're trying to compromise in ways that would water down Your truth, but we're doing things in a manner that makes our relationship with You look attractive to those that are still in need. So God, today as we pray for wisdom. You've promised to give generously without finding fault, and so we ask. And specifically in regard to the way that we act, whether it's those that are part of the family of believers that we are involved with, or whether it's people outside of that. May we have wisdom in the way that we act, that our words and actions would not be divisive. It would not cause others to stumble. But the wisdom that we live with would be those that draw people into deeper relationship with You. For those that are outside, that it would draw them into a desire to have that relationship. As Jesus prayed that we would be known by our love for one another, may that love be manifest in the way that we act towards one another. And Father, may every situation we encounter, may we be mindful of the opportunities that exist that often go unnoticed. The opportunities to represent Jesus well in the midst of difficult circumstances. The opportunities to represent Jesus well in the midst of unbelievers. The opportunity to represent Jesus well in the midst of family gatherings. Father, wherever we find ourselves today, may we look to You for the direction on how to act wisely in the given moment. And may it be an action that's born out of relationship rather than out of checklist. And Father, as we grow in relationship with you, may our actions towards others help us grow in relationship with them. That together your body of believers would grow, that the kingdom of God would increase here on earth. And so God, today, wherever we may step our feet, wherever we find ourselves at, may you help us. And may our time with you be preparation for things that are yet unknown to us. That we would be better prepared to act wisely in every situation. And as we do so, may it be deliberate in the way that we lift up Jesus, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.